We're continuing the Shirin Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Cheskas Metaltelin, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Gimel. We're in the middle of the paragraph. We're up to the sub-paragraph, Alkein Ho'ikar Hu Ho'emuna. In our versions, it's page 261, the left-hand column, about a third of the way down. Rav Nelson Zal is basing this halacha on chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran, and Rav Nelson Zal drew a parallel between a person striving to achieve das, higher and higher levels of das, and Rav Nelson Zal there tells us that there's the das that a person has already acquired is called pnim, that which is inside the person's head. The das which a person has not yet acquired, not yet reached, is called makif. It circles the head like a halo. It's outside the person's head. And a person tries to advance throughout life, changing makif into pnim, taking things that I didn't know yesterday, and today I learn it, today I know it. Rabbi Nizal tells us each time a person makes a makif into a pnim, they get a new makif. A new makif comes onto the screen. And therefore, it's important for a person who's teaching Torah or revealing, answering questions sometimes, not to give the answer to a certain question that a student asks, because if we give him the answer, the next makif that he's going to get is a higher level, a more difficult question than the question he had before. And sometimes it could be so difficult a question that it could harm the person. It could pulverize him. It could, chas v'shalom, damage the person's faith in Hashem. This is why the Torah says we have to make a siyog for the Torah. We have to put a fence around the Torah, sometimes not to give the answers to certain questions, because by answering the question, that question goes away and a bigger, more difficult question comes in its place, which if the student is not ready to handle that difficult question, it could cause major harm to the person. And Rav Nelson Zal drew a parallel between this and money and parnasa, because we know that the parnasa and money of a person is according to the das, goes according to the das. The Gemara tells us, im das koniso ma chosarto. If you've acquired das, what are you lacking? You'll have everything you need in money and parnasa. And if you're lacking das, what do you have? You have nothing. You have no money, no parnasa. So therefore, Rav Nelson Zal says the same rule that applies to das applies to money also. The money that a person has is bechinas pnim. The money that a person wants is a concept of a makif. And sometimes Hashem knows that even though you want this very much, and even though you need it, supposedly, because of the fact that you are not ready for it right now, if you get it before the right time, if you acquire this wealth, this sum of money before the right time, it could harm you. Hashem withholds it. He withholds that money, that parnasa, knowing that at this point in time, it could be harmful to the person. This is what we learned in the previous year. Now Rav Nelson Zal is going to say, okay, so now how do I deal with this? Alkein, therefore, ho'ikar hu ho'emuna. The main thing is faith, believing in Hashem and trusting Hashem. Ve'osur lichnois b'chakirois b'kushois u'betirutzim klal be'inyonei hanhoga sabayreis borach. And it is forbidden for a person to analyze and question and try to understand the ways of Hashem, how Hashem conducts himself in certain things. Ki tzadik v'yosher hu, because Hashem is 100% righteous and correct. V'chol drochav mishpot, and everything Hashem does is 100% just and fair. V'loi avloso boy, there is nothing wrong with Hashem. There is nothing wrong with what Hashem does. Hashem is perfect. Everything he does is perfect. Rak she'ief shelonu lohovin darchi Hashem. It's just that sometimes we cannot understand the ways of Hashem. It doesn't make sense to us. Utzrichen lehischazek rak be'emun olavad. And when that happens, person has to shift gears and go to the Emuna channel and to strengthen themselves, to fortify themselves with complete faith in Hashem. I don't understand why it is like this. It's making my life difficult. Not interested. It's perfect. It's what Hashem wants. It's what Hashem is doing. It's perfect. Kemoi sheherich Rabbeinu Zal b'sichosei hakdoisha sheheisiach bo'eis shegila hamaymor hanoira hanal. As Rabbeinu Zal elaborated on this point, at the time that he was revealing this chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran, Hanidfeses Besichoi Soran, and Rabbeinu Zal spoke about it, which is published in the book Sichoi Soran, Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, Daf Yud Aleph, Omud Gimel, page 11, the third column, which means the right-hand column on the second side. Hamaschil, which begins with the words, Tzorich lechazik esatzmoi be'emuna, that a Jew has to fortify himself with faith. Ki im yirtze letaretz ezekushya, because if a person is going to want to answer certain questions that they have about why Hashem does certain things, yihye koshe acharkach kushe acheres yoyser chazoka mibetchila. If they succeed in answering the question, then what's going to come afterwards is a much more difficult question than the one that they had before. Uboze shogu ma'oid kama sifrei mechakrim. And regarding this, many of the sforim that discuss philosophy have made a very big mistake. Shemeviim b'sifreim kama v'kama kushyos ben inyonei hanhogas haboris borach, whereby in their sforim, in their books, they bring many questions about why Hashem does certain things and trying to explain Hashem's behavior. V'roitzim letartzam. And they're trying to explain, they're trying to answer certain questions about Hashem, certain things that people don't understand about how Hashem runs the world. V'hatirutzim chalushim ma'oid. And their answers are very, very weak. The questions are pretty good. The answers are much weaker than the questions. And therefore, usually, people are left with the question. The question leaves a very strong impression on the person. The answer doesn't do that much to erase the question. So the person is left with questions, Rachmona Litzlan, unresolved questions. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds, Ki achar hateretz, because after the answer is given, if the person is going to want to go to the next step and ask the next question, the person can ask a much more difficult question than the first question. And now the doubts and the questions in the person's mind are even stronger and worse than they were before. Before he had a little question, and we tried to give him the answer to the question, and the answer wasn't that strong. So he was able to smash the answer with a much stronger question. Asher b'shvil zeh hizhir Rabbeinu Zal ma'oid ma'oid livli lahabit b'sifreim klal. And for this reason, Rabbeinu Zal warned the people that would listen to him not to look into those sforim at all, whatsoever, to stay far away from Jewish philosophy books. Afilu basforim shechibru gedoyle Yisrael, even sforim that were written by major rabbis in Klal Yisrael, Rishonim, kihem poigmim umazikim esoemuna mo'oid mo'oid, because they harm and cause major, major damage to the faith of a Jew. I once heard that the Rambam made a statement about his sefer that answers questions, Mem Nun, that sefer, that he didn't write it for the general public. There's 1 in 1,000 people who will really appreciate it and be able to fully understand it. Rav Nelson Zal said, the 999 people I've seen. I've seen the people who it didn't help in any way. And on the contrary, chas v'sham, they were harmed by it. The one I didn't meet yet. I didn't come across that one person that he says there that's going to understand it and benefit from it. Rakhoikar livli lahaschil lichnois bachakirois v'kushyos klal. And therefore, the correct way for a religious Jew is not to enter into philosophical questions about Hashem whatsoever. Stay far away from it. Ve'im lefom im bol of aldaitoi eze chakira v'kushyo. And if, at times, a person is hit with a particular question or something philosophical about Hashem, yarchikeno midaitoi, push it away, keep it far away, get it off the screen of your mind. Ve'yamin b'Hashem, and trust in Hashem completely, ki tzadik Hashem, that Hashem is 100% beseder, Hashem is 100% correct and righteous. Ve'i'efsher lahovin drochav, and it is impossible for a human being to understand the ways of Hashem. One of the rabbis writes, if you would understand Hashem, you would be Hashem. Very simple. The fact that you don't understand everything about Hashem makes perfect sense. It is impossible for us to understand the ways of Hashem. Because Hashem's thoughts are way, way, way above ours. And then, if a person will fortify himself with loads and loads of emuna, lots and lots of faith, and he won't try to force the issue to get an answer, to get his questions answered. He won't try to get his questions about Hashem answered right now. I can't, how can I become religious? How can I study further if I have these doubts? He won't take that attitude. Azai yiskal yidei zeh sheyagia lamadrega govoya yoiser. Then that person will be able to advance in Yiddishkeit. He'll be able to learn more Torah and advance. Va'oz yoyer olav Hashem, and then Hashem will shine His light upon him. Ve'yizke lahovin heitev mashal yehoyo meivim batchila, and the person will be able to understand very, very clearly what they didn't understand before. If they won't try to press for answers to their doubts about Hashem, to their questions, their philosophical questions. Kalyidei emuna. Because through faith, if a person shows Hashem that they trust Hashem, they believe in Hashem, they really believe in Hashem, through that, they're zoicha to advance and to get much, much higher seichel, much higher levels of understanding of Hashem. When we put on tefillin in the morning, we say, Ve'irastich li be'emuna v'yodatis Hashem. I wed myself to you with faith, then I understand Hashem. Then I come to understand Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in other chapters in Likutei Moran. U'kemoikein be'inyin ha'parnoso hanimshach me'ora samakif enanal. And now Rav Nelson Zal says, this same concept applies to the pursuit of parnoso, wealth, money, which comes from makifin, as we learned earlier. The money, the parnas of a person, comes from makifin, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. But when it comes to money and parnas also, tzorich lehistapek b'ma sheyeshloi. A person has to be satisfied and be able to make do with what they have. And even though it seems to the person that he's lacking certain things that he must have, that he really needs, Yamin, the person should believe, that it's to my benefit that I don't have it right now, at this moment, or today, or this week. And the person shouldn't try to force the issue to acquire that now, to go borrow money, take a loan, steal it, to rakiyamtin, but rather to wait. V'yitzape l'tshuas Hashem levad, and yearn for Hashem's salvation. That if I really need this, Hashem, you know better than anybody else what I need and what I don't need. If I really need it, please give it to me when I need it. The fact that I don't have it at 11:26 doesn't mean that I don't need it. Doesn't mean that I'm not going to have it. Could be at 11:27, I'll get a phone call that says, guess what? You just won this item. Here you go. You have it. Or a billion other ways that Hashem has of giving somebody what they need. Then he'll be zeichah that Hashem will give it to him. And Hashem will fill his need at the right time. And if a person will have this attitude, they'll be able to live a good life always, all the time. They'll always be happy. Because the person is always able to tell himself, to convince himself, that he's not lacking anything. One moment I know that I need this thing, I wish I had this. The next moment I'm able to flick the switch and turn it off. And if somebody asks me, how are you doing? I'm doing great. What do you mean? I thought you said you needed a car. I did say I thought I needed a car. I guess I don't need it right now, because if I had it right now, if I needed it right now, I would have it right now. The fact that I don't have it right now means I don't need it right now. But what do you mean? But are you praying to... Of course I'm praying to Hashem. I'm praying to Hashem for a car, for six cars, when it's the right time, if it's to my benefit, if it's good for me, and I want it at the right time. Aval im yirtze, shashim yisborach yiten loy chesroinoy miyad dafka. However, if a person's going to insist that Hashem give them what they want right now, they don't want to hear that stuff about right time. What do you mean? I'm suffering. I need it. If a person's going to take that attitude, ve'yidchoikes hasho, and force the issue, afilu kishemasig mashechoser loy, then even when the person gets the thing that they were lacking, tekef umiyad yechser lo yoyser, that person will not be happy. That person will not be satisfied. That person will be hungrier than they were before. It'll be like drinking a fresh glass of salt water. Person thinks it's going to quench their thirst, and when they finish that glass, they're five times more thirsty and more desperate than they were before. That's what's going to happen to this person if he gets what he thought he needed before the right time. He's going to get it, and a minute later, it's going to be he'll be dissatisfied, he'll be complaining, and he'll have a bigger lack than he had this time. At shebechol pam tigdal da'agoso yoyser ve'yoyser bekiflei kiflaim, to the point where as he progresses, if he follows this path, as he keeps advancing and acquiring more stuff, his worries and his unhappiness will grow exponentially. Bekifle kiflayim. At sheyochoy lichnois bedaigois vechesroinois, to the point where the person can get to a stage of worries and unhappiness, shelo yuchal esavlom, where he will not be able to handle it, sheyikatsru yomov, it'll actually shorten his life, v'yomus b'loyito, and the person will die before the right time, me'roiv hadaigois, she'yir lo yachakach b'lishir, as a result of the worries and the unhappiness and the hunger that he feels all the time, this dissatisfaction that he's missing everything, he's lacking, he doesn't have what he needs, he doesn't have what he wants. Kihem b'bechinas l'mala me'azman, because those things which he was not supposed to get yet, it wasn't the right time for it, for him, those things are lemala me'azman. They're out of his arena of time. They're not within his time frame. Ki tzorech lahamtin ad yovo itoy, because the person's supposed to wait until the right time comes for them to acquire it. Because Hashem gives every single person their sustenance at the right time. As it says in Ashrei, all eyes look up to Hashem, longing, begging for the things we need. And you, Hashem, give everybody what they need at the right time. Hainu Hashem Yisporach Yoidea Umeshayer Mosai Litenu Lashpia L'chol Echod Momon Uparnosa. Hashem knows, understands, and calculates exactly when to give each and every single person money and parnosa, ba'oifen shelo yazik loy, in a manner that it will not do harm to the person. The money won't hurt the person. A person has to wait to receive the parnasa at the time that he's ready for it. Meaning that the person has already acquired the level of nefesh, ruach, neshama that's associated with that sum of money or with that new piece of money. That new piece of money has a serial number on it that has to match the nefesh, ruach, neshama, the person who's receiving it. And a person is constantly going up or down, chas v'shalom. When the person advances and he gets nefesh, ruach, neshama, serial number 186455, then he's ready to receive that piece of money or that car or that house or that job. And it won't harm him. It will not be out of the person's timing. Whereby if a person takes something before the right time, when they're not ready for it, then when they acquire that thing, it's not going to help them in any way. They're going to feel a bigger lacking. They're going to feel missing and lacking and more than they did before. Kemoi be'inyan hamakifin. Just as is the case regarding the seichel hamakifin and the pnimin that we explained earlier. V'hovein heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very, very well, because he's telling us the secrets of life. He's telling us why 97% of people in the world are suffering, depressed, therapists, drugs, doctors, all of that stuff, suicide, and why there's only a very small portion of the people in the world that are genuinely happy, satisfied. It can be measured by their faith in Hashem, faith in tzaddikim, faith in themselves, to the degree that a person has real shleimus emuna, the person knows exactly how to handle what they're going through. If they feel they're lacking certain things, they deal with it the right way. Paragraph Dalid. V'alkein taivas momoin hu bechina savoydeh zorah pigam emuna. Kamashikosov Rabbeinu Zal b'maimar tziviso tzedek simen chof gimel haynu kanal. This is why Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran, which is one of the main chapters we addresses the issue of money, taivas momoim, Rabbeinu Zal says there that money is avodah zarah. It's idol worship. It's lack of faith. It shows the taivas momoim, the excessive desire for money. The wrong kind of desire for money is avodah zarah. It shows lack of faith. Ki taivas momoin, because the wrong type of desire for money, and again, Rav Nosson Zal defines it here, shechoymed umesave bechol pam yoiser, where the person has an unquenchable thirst, an insatiable desire. He just wants more and more and more. Never satisfied, never enough. Zehu mamish pegam u'emunah hanal. That is a deficiency and a defect in faith. Shenichnas b'chol pam b'kushyas yoiser, the person is always going into more questions. Why can't I have that? Why shouldn't I have this? Al yedei she'enoi mischazek be'emuna. As a result of the person not strengthening himself in faith, v'roitze dafke lohoven darkei Hashem yisborach, and the person insists on understand that what Hashem is doing has to make sense to me. I have to be perfectly satisfied with it. Uletaretz hakushyes besichloi. He's trying to answer the questions with rationale, using his own sechel. Shaydezeh nechnosen boi b'chol pam kushyes yoyser v'yoyser. And as a result of that, when supposedly he has an answer to a question, what comes right afterwards is a worse question, a bigger question, and bigger doubts about Hashem and about life, at shebo lekfirois mamish, to the point where the person can drive himself into complete denial of Hashem. V'zeh mamish taivas momoin. And this is exactly what that insatiable desire for money is. Shekolma sheroitze lamalas tavosi v'chesroni b'momoin. The more he tries to satisfy that desire, that thirst for money, by throwing more money at it and more materialistic possessions and borrowing more money and more credit cards, sheze b'chinas teirutz ala kushya kanal. That's like looking to provide an answer to the questions. He's trying to resolve the questions, to resolve what's lacking. Nichnas boi miyad kushya v'chesoron yoyser godol mebetchila. As soon as one question is supposedly resolved, he gets a much, much bigger, more difficult question than what he had before. Ki hamomoin nimshach me'asoga samakifin kanal. Because money comes from understanding that knowledge which you didn't understand previously. Achieving makifin. The more a person achieves makifin, the more wealth. U'kesheyesh lodom ashirus kozeh shenitan loy koidem zmanoi. And when a person attains wealth of the type where he got it before the right time, when he was not ready to handle it, and because of that, he's always looking for more. He wants more, never satisfied. This is what the Torah refers to as a wealth that's reserved for the person, that's designated for the person to harm him, to destroy him, to kill him. Ki ha'odom hu bal bechira, because a human being has free choice. Ve'yochel lefomim lehizgaber betavosoi, and a person can force the issue. A person can turn up the volume on his desire to intensify his desire. I want it, I want it. And he won't stop talking about it, and he won't stop pursuing it. Ad sheyamshich eze momoin vashirus koidem zmanoi, to the point where he will actually attain, he'll get it. Even though Hashem had a different, on Hashem's calendar, it says this guy is not going to get this for another year. But bechira, Hashem lets out the leash, you insist, you want it earlier, here you go, no problem. And the person will get it before the right time, aval hu mazik loy. However, it'll harm the person. Ki choser loy b'chol pam yoyser v'yoyser. Because again, like drinking salt water, the more he drinks, the thirstier he gets. The more materialism this person attains, the more unhappy, dissatisfied, the more he focuses on what he doesn't have, and his needs become bigger. The more money he gets each time, he gets $1,000, he needs $25,000. To satisfy himself. He gets 100,000, he needs 2 million to satisfy himself. V'alkein, and this is why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, mar benechosim, mar bedaiga, that there's a certain way of acquiring wealth where the more you get, the more worries, the more unhappiness, depression, dissatisfaction. Ki b'chol pam dagosoi v'chesronoi godol yoisem b'tchila. Because at each level, each time he advances, he gets a raise at work, they elevate him another level, the more worries, the more lackings, the more he's, again, he's thirsty, he has bigger eyes. His eyes keep growing bigger each time that he needs more. I can't come to work in this car anymore. I'm a vice president now. I need a different car, and I need a different house, and I need a different wife. Rachmona Litzlan, all the different things. Ki nichnosen boy kushyes acheirois chazokois yoyser mebetchila. Because again, each time a question, a need is taken away, he has a bigger question, a bigger need. If anybody doubts what Rav Nosson Zal is saying, they're nuts. Open your eyes. I once heard from one of the leaders of the generation, one of the Gedolei Ador, Reb Pinchas Teitz, Zichron Evrocha, the rabbi of Elizabeth, New Jersey, and a rabbi who did a lot for Soviet Jews, a giant, a Talmud of the Or Sameach, who was zeicher to have shayches to Breslov. He played an important role in something, and we spent a lot of time talking Torah, and he once asked me, what does it mean that the Torah is called a tree of life, Eitz Chaim Hi? How do you explain that? And I understood that he had something he wanted to say, so I didn't say a word. I waited to hear what the answer. He said, let me tell you my explanation. He says, if a person wants to understand the Torah properly, and he really wants, the best Rashi on Torah is life. Live. Live. Live in this world. Live with your eyes open. You will live. You will understand. You will see how the Torah, the truth of the Torah, how real the Torah is, how accurate it is. And on the other hand, if a person wants to know how to interpret life, wants to know what the best Rashi on life is. Person's going through life and there's so many things they don't know. Why? The best Pirush on life is Torah. Learn a lot. And again, learn the right Sforim and learn from the right Rebbes. You will understand much more than you ever thought, you ever imagined you could understand about life. Person who's alive, who's aware of what's going on around us, who hears newspaper, who knows that ever, Rav Nosson Zal is not exaggerating one iota here. This is reality check. He's telling us exactly what life in this world is about, the positive and the negative. Paragraph Hey, V'zeh b'chinas isur gzeilo hechomor moiv. And with this, we'll be able to understand why stealing is considered in the Torah so severe a prohibition. Ki gzela hu kfirus mamish. Because stealing implies 100% lack of faith in Hashem. An atheist can steal. Ki kol echod yesh loy gvul megudar besichloy she'osr loy lotzeis min hagvul. Because as we learned earlier, each and every person has a fence, a boundary around his head where he's not allowed to cross that line. He's not allowed to go past that fence. We gave the example at Matan Torah. When Hashem was delivering knowledge to the world, to Klal Yisrael, the only instruction Hashem gave was he told Moshe Rabbeinu, put a fence around the mountain. Make sure they know not to cross that line, because anybody who crosses that line is dead. That was the warning when it came to acquiring. What do you mean? Torah, all the way, run, go to the top. I want as much as I can have. There's a line. Every person has their line, their boundary, where they're not allowed to go past that line, past their line. Ukefi sichloi, and relative to the seichel of a person, kemoikein mamshichloi Hashem yisbora parnosa. Relative to that, Hashem gives the person a comparable amount of parnosa that matches the seichel of that person. Because Hashem knows exactly what's in every person's heart. He knows exactly where every person's brain is at and where their heart is at. And the entire world and everything in it was created for one reason: free choice. For the human beings to have the test of free choice in this world. That's why Hashem created the trees and the bees and the rocks and the diamonds and the swimming pools. Everything was created for Bechira. V'Hashem Yisporach menase kol echod lefi madrigosoi. And Hashem is testing every single one of us on his level, but again, he's giving every person a test that the person can handle, that the person can succeed. Im yirtze, if the person wants. If the person wants to do the right thing, if the person really wants to do the right thing, they can succeed. There's a famous quote in the beginning of the Gemara, Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo betrunya im b'riyosov. Hashem is not setting us up to fail. He doesn't want us to fail. He wants us to succeed. Al kein, therefore, hu mazmin loy parnasosoy ba'ofen zeh daika, Hashem sends each and every person their parnasa in the exact specific manner that he does. Kefima sheshem yisborach noisen l'chol echad v'echad, in the manner that Hashem gives it to each and every individual person. Ki hu yisborach yoidea, because Hashem knows shebozeh hama'at parnasa sheyesh loy, that with this small paycheck that this person has, afal pi shechoser loy me'echrech yisholoy, even though the person feels that they're lacking certain things, that based on this paycheck, my son's shoes have a hole in them, and I will not be able to replace his shoes this week. I just can't afford it. If I pay for the electric and the this and the, I will not have money to buy a new pair of shoes. Adayin yucha lehischazek ulehishoyer b'avoydes Hashem. The person will still be able to hold on and continue serving Hashem, doing what they need to do, their mitzvahs, their talis and tefillin, all the mitzvahs, everything they need to do. Avlim hoyeloi parnosa yoiser. Whereas if this person would have gotten more money in his paycheck this week, v'oz hayachoser lo yoiser, then the person wouldn't have been interested in the $30 pair of shoes or the $100. He would have needed the $200 pair of shoes, or he would have needed two pairs of shoes. Loi hayoyochoy lamoy bavodosoy klal. The person would not be able to be religious the way they need to be, the way Hashem wants them to be. V'hayomisrachek mimeni yisborach yoiser. And that would push the person further away from Hashem. Most people think, if I only had another $10,000, another, I'd be so much more religious, I'd learn more. They're wrong. They're standing on their heads. They're looking at it upside down. Rav Nosnal says, let me show reality check here. Let me tell you the reality, and go out and study the world. You'll see that I'm not lying. That if a person has money when it's not, when they're not ready for it, when it's not the right time, or if a person has more money than what they're supposed to have now, it's going to push them away from Hashem. The Torah says that, we had it last week in Parshas Ekev, where the Hashem says, you're going to be rich, you're going to build houses, you're going to have fields and everything, and you're going to forget Hashem. That's the norm. That's the norm in this world. A person, so Rabbeinu Zal asks in a chapter in Likutei Moharan, but how could it be? How could it be? If money is, if this is the goodness of Hashem, how does it harm people? And the answer is, he quotes a pasuk, Vatechena Einov Meirois, that sometimes a person is advancing, a person says, more light, I want more. Light is a wonderful thing. You have a room that's dark. Who wants to be in a dark room? It's depressing. So they put in, they up the lights, they double the wattage of the lights. Wow, now I can see. Could you imagine if we multiply it by another 10 times? We'd be able to dance all day. So they get spotlights in the room, these things that are needed for a stadium or something like that, and they put that into their bedroom, and suddenly they don't know where, they're climbing the walls, and they need a psychiatrist. And the person says, I don't understand. I increased the light, and it took me out of my depression, everything, so I figured just put in another couple of thousand watts, we'll be able to dance all day, and I'm dancing right into the psychiatrist. So what happened? And the answer is, again, too much, too soon, not the right time, not the right place. Because the question, as a result of this person supposedly satisfying a particular need, the new question that came onto the screen, what he's lacking now, Yochoy lehisgaber. I'm sorry. Back a little bit. We said, because had Hashem given the person more money, they would not be able to handle it. And now Rabbi Nosson explains why. Because the question that the person has right now, meaning the need, the lacking that he's feeling right now, that he can't replace his son's shoe right now, the person can overcome that. He can live with that for another couple of days. Why? Because it's the summertime. It ain't going to rain. His feet aren't going to get wet. His socks aren't going to get wet. It's true. It's not so nice, not so comfortable. But he walked in these shoes for to past 3 weeks. Another week. Let's pay the electric bill this week so they don't shut the lights on us. They don't shut to this. And next week, we'll be able to take off the $30 from the paycheck and replace the shoes. That lacking that the person is feeling right now, he can handle, he can overcome if he wants. He can live with it and go on with his life and eat and sleep and have fun and everything. Because a human being has free choice regarding everything. And again, it's your choice to get depressed, to get crazy, to insist, no, I'm not going another inch, I'm not going another minute unless I can buy him the shoes. And if I have to steal them, if I have to borrow the money, whatever, I'll get a credit card. A person can go that route, or they can choose to smile and say, Baruch Hashem, he's walking. Baruch Hashem, he's not in the hospital right now. Baruch Hashem, he's got his feet, he can walk, and he's got the shoes, and he's got the sneakers. If he really wants, he can use the sneakers right now if he wants. It's a choice. Aval im yiten lo yachshav yoiser, whereas, if Hashem will turn up the heat, if Hashem will give this person more money right now, when it's not the right time, when he's not ready for it, yechser lo yoiser. The person will not be satisfied. He won't say, thank you, Hashem, wonderful, everything's good now. Because he got it at the wrong time, his eyes are going to become bigger, he's going to need the bigger ones, and when he gets the pair of shoes, he's going to say, his shoes aren't worth nothing anyway, so what I got in the shoe, big deal, it's zero, the whole shoe, my whole life is bitter, look at this, look at what my life is. V'tigdal ha'kushya v'chesroines yoser, and the questions and the needs will become greater, and then the person will not be able to handle it. Alkein, therefore, hu muchroch listapik b'mash yeshloi. The person must be satisfied with what he has. The yisboil and suffer in a sense. No, accept it. The kabel bi'ahavu akol, and accept it with happiness, with love of Hashem. And not focus on what he doesn't have, but rather rejoice and celebrate with the little bit that he does have. We can't go to the restaurant. We haven't been to a restaurant. But Baruch Hashem, we have food on our table. There's other people that wish they had what we have. They wish they could put food on the table now. Those. And again, he'll rejoice with the little of parnasa that Hashem has given him with Hashem's great kindness. Hashem doesn't owe it to him. He doesn't deserve it necessarily. But Hashem was a nice guy and gave him enough money to put food on the table. And then, when the person will be strong and determined to weather this, to handle this, to accept the fact that he can't go to the restaurant, he doesn't have money for this, doesn't have money for that right now, then Hashem will be generous with that person, and Hashem will fill in whatever that person is lacking. Because any person who is pushed away by the hour, meaning he wasn't able to get what he wanted because it's not the hour, Hasho nidches miponov. At the right time, Hashem takes the clock and he throws it out the window. And Hashem says, you want to see time fly? Tosses the clock out the window. Hashem says, I ain't interested in time. Here you go, buddy. Here's the check. Here's the gift. Ki oz lo yazik lo imashitin lo Hashem isbarach yoser. Because then, once he passed that test, once he was able to weather that period of time when he didn't have, when he thought, I'd really wish I had this and this, but I don't, good, so I don't, big deal. Don't have to be depressed, can still be happy and dance and everything. Then Hashem will give him what he wants, and it won't harm him at all. Ki lo'olam yuchal lamoidu lehistapik b'ma she'yeloi, because that person will always be able to handle and be satisfied with what he has. V'lo yistakel al yoser. He won't always be looking up. But that person has this. But why can't I have that? Why can't I have the better one, the bigger one, etc., etc.? Me'achar shegam achshov einoy doichek es hashor. Since the person trained himself earlier in his life, early in his career, not to force anything, not to push, to be rak sameach b'chelko itomid, but rather he trained himself to be happy and satisfied with what he has always. Even if he continues to pray for more, to ask Hashem for better, if it's really better, if it's really to my benefit. But again, there's two pockets. In one pocket, he is 1,000% happy, satisfied, but total faith and trust in Hashem. In the other pocket, he's looking ahead and thinking, if it were good for me, if it's to my family's benefit, if, then of course I hope Hashem will give me more and better at the right time. Be'itoi, at the right time. Aval mi shenoifel etayvas momen chas v'shalom. Whereas a person who falls into the wrong kind of desire for money, v'choymed umisave es she'enoi shaloi, and he lusts and desires what's not his. It does not have his name on it right now. Mikolshkein kishechas v'sholom hu mechachesh b'amisoy. Especially, if a person gets into a conflict with another person and he lies, he denies the truth in order to take money from somebody else. Chasham, in order to steal, to try to appropriate money in an illegal, wrong kind of way. He wants to take somebody else's money, chasashon, nimtza shehu poirets geder. That person is breaking a fence. He's crashing through a fence. Hashem put the fence around him. Hashem said, right now you can handle $23,000. And he thinks that's not enough. He thinks he needs 50,000. So he's going after somebody else's 27 grand. He's trying to get somebody else's so he'll have the 50 to buy the new house and He's trying to bust through the fence that he has, which is associated with the fence regarding the seichel that he has, where his boundary of seichel right now. And therefore, this is considered a defect, a deficiency in faith. Because by going out of bounds in understanding, and he's trying to look at and analyze, he's trying to reach for a level of knowledge that's not within his grasp right now, that's not something he can understand right now. That's what leads to atheism, denial of Hashem, and lack of faith. And this damage is caused when a person steals. Gamkein. This is the same damage as when a person trying to understand things that they're not ready to understand. The same exact pegam happens when a person steals. Because that's another example of crashing through the fence. Ki hamomoin nimshach mehora sarotzoin. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there towards the end of chapter 7 in the second half of the Quran that money comes from heora sarotzoin, from a light of goodwill that shines down from Hashem. And heora sarotzoin is associated with the highest, with makifin, the keser, the highest level knowledge. Bechinas poiseach es yodecho umasbia lechol chai rotzoin. As the pasuk says, open your hands, Hashem, and provide for every living person rotzoin, what they want. Rotzoin is what they desire, their desire. Rotzoin is also the goodwill of Hashem. Rotzoin is makifin. Rotzoin is keser. It's another word for the crown of Hashem. Shehu bechinas heora samakifin. Shetzrichen ledakdek mo'oid lasoik siog lasisiogdavora. Where a person has to be extremely careful to put a fence, to draw a line when he speaks in terms of giving answers, getting answers to questions, which will lead to bigger questions. We know sometimes a child wants something from a parent, and the parent knows that this thing is very harmful to the child. And the child says, why can't I have it? And the parent says, because ba 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 ba. So the child says, but ba 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 ba. Because you tried to give him an answer, he's got a question. This kid isn't an idiot. He's got a question. And again, it'll make it worse. Sometimes the answer has to be, because I said so. Simple Simon says no. And we're not chavruses. We're not buddy buddies. You're not 48. You're 3 years old or you're 6 years old. So the fact that you don't understand why I'm saying no makes perfect sense. That's perfectly okay. But why? Why? I can't understand why I can't do it. You're 100% right. You can't understand. You don't understand. And that's okay for right now. Without understanding, the answer is no. You can't have the Jaguar. I'm not going to give you $25,000 to open a business if I don't know if that's going to bury you. You can open a business or it'll put you in jail. It'll put you behind bars, chas v'shalom. You'll buy drugs with it or other business. What, the best business today is selling drugs, chas v'shalom. Person will say, just lend me, just give me so much, I'll open a business and I'll be self-sufficient, chas v'shalom. U'kishepoyretz geder ha-seichel, and when a person breaks through the fence of seichel, and he tries to look at and understand what he's not permitted to, what he's not ready for on his level, and he wants to insist that he gets answers to all the questions he has about Hashem, he's displaying a lack of faith in Hashem, and this could lead to total denial of Hashem. Kemoi kein mamish, so too exactly the same thing applies when it comes to money. That if a person crosses a line, they borrow when they shouldn't have borrowed. Again, look at that. The bank sent me a letter, Mr. So-and-so, you are one of the honorable members of our bank, and thanks, because you're such a wonderful customer, we've decided to grace you with a new credit card. All of these, and if the person is silly enough to accept that gift, to accept that access to another $25,000 or $50,000, which he's borrowing, and if he dares not make the payment on time, they'll bury him, they'll tie him up for the rest of his life. He'll be paying the interest on it, chas v'shalom. He won't even get to the principal. He'll just be paying off the interest for the rest of his life, chas v'shalom. And here it says, choser, it seems that Rav Nosson Zal had intended to say something more there, and we don't have that. Shegzela v'taivas mamoin, huavoidezoro ukfiris mamish. Because Rav Nosson Zal says stealing and the wrong kind of desire for money is idol worship. It's atheism. Ki poiretz hageder sheyeshloi, because he's crossing the line. He's going beyond the fence which has been designated for him. We'll hold it over here.